Hello, Kat.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
What are your thoughts on this?
So I was actually homeless for about 8 months, like a couple of years back. So I think it'd be an awesome idea. One of the hardest things about not having a home is you've got issues like everyone else, but you don't have anywhere safe to go.
Yeah.
You know, you come home from a day from work and you go to your car, or you go in your sleeping bag, you sleep on a street, or so everything that you have wrong in your life is just compounded to such an extent there's nowhere you can go where you can actually de-stress from life and just have a quiet moment to reflect on how you're doing and what's wrong and how can you fix it. It's like
it was
a cycle of just misery.
It was interesting reading about this Housing First scheme last night. And it was something that I'd never considered, that, you know, they made mention, you know, that people that are living in their cars or are homeless just are stressed constantly because there's nothing easy.
I had undiagnosed PTSD with anxiety and depression, and I was living in my car and it was just hell.
but they were saying, you know, because we take for granted, you know, those that have houses or access to a toilet, you know, don't even think, you know, I need to go to the toilet. Oh, well, you just go to the toilet. Whereas if you don't have a house, you know, where am I going to go to the toilet this morning? Before you've even got to, what am I going to eat or how am I going to keep warm? And so the stress levels are just through
awful.
The roof.
It's awful. And talking about the issues that actually got you in that situation in the first place.
And do you mind talking about those? What led
mind,
you to?
No, I've got no shame about it whatsoever. I was a troubled teenager, basically, and then I fell out with my parents. One of them was in China. The other one I had a huge argument with, and so she kicked me out. And I had a job, but I wasn't earning enough money to be able to afford a place on my own. And I tried flatting, but because of all my issues, I couldn't stay in a flat because I had night terrors, so I would scream at night in my sleep. And I was just generally just very difficult to live with.
Yeah.
And because I had a dog, it was very, very hard to find anywhere to live because I needed somewhere that was well-fenced and was allowed pets. So I couldn't find anywhere to live for more than like a few weeks, and then it wouldn't work out. I'd have to move out and back into my car again. It was just, yeah.
And so things are better now?
Oh, yeah. My mum, eventually, we recently reconciled, and she helped me back on my feet. And you know, I lived with my auntie for a year, and that really, really helped me sort of fix the issues that were causing me to be homeless in the first place.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for your family, though, do you think you'd be where you are now?
No. I committed suicide, and I was picked up by the cops, so I'd be dead if it wasn't for my family.
Wow.
I attempted suicide because it was middle of winter. I'd lost my job, and I was like, fuck, I'm not going to afford to be able to feed myself anymore, let alone keep petrol in my car. So I tried to jump off a bridge. Thankfully, I didn't die, but
sounds like you've been through a lot, Kate.
Yeah, but the point I'm making is that I was lucky in that when I, you know, cried for help and tried to do something awful, my family stepped up and went, you know, come stay with me for a few weeks and then, you know, come stay with me. And actually, once I asked for help, I received it. But there's a lot of people out there who don't have that luxury that I have. You know, they don't have an auntie with a spare room that they can give to you rent-free for a month. And, you know, they don't have that luxury.
Mm. Well, some people don't have family, full stop. I appreciate your honesty. Thanks a lot for taking the time.